Good evening, brothers and sisters, to those who are here and those joining us via live stream. And I'm almost sure it's not your first time to hear the gospel of today. Jesus, bumalik po siya sa kanilang bayan at yung mga kababayan niya ay may bias sa kanya. At hindi sila naniwala. Marami sa kanila ay hindi naniwala. And I'm also almost sure that not many of you have heard the explanation of the gospel of today telling us familiarity breeds contempt. But I would not look at it that way. I think I would look at it from the perspective of little knowledge is dangerous. It's not enough na kababayan si Jesus. It is not enough that we live close to Jesus. What is required of is our desire to know more Jesus. Our hunger, our attraction to the very life of Jesus. And so in the gospel of today, very clear, yung mga taong namuhay, na malapit geographically sa kanya, it's not enough na mabuhay ka doon. There should be more engagement with Jesus. There should be more attraction to Jesus. And we realize that yung mga taong namuhay na malapit sa kanila, they were basing their judgments from the little knowledge that they had. Is he not the carpenter's son? Are not his brothers, Simon, Judas, napakaliit yung alam nila kay Jesus? And out of the little knowledge that they knew of about Jesus, they made a strong judgment of him. Minsan, ito yung ating dilemma. Sa kabila ng napakaliit ang ating perspektibo sa mga bagay-bagay, in the midst of our limited knowledge, we make strong judgments out of the little knowledge that we have. On the other hand, God, who knows practically everything and who has a more expansive vision of reality, would even have the difficulty, apparently, of making a judgment. And I think we are invited into this spirit to recognize that when we get closer to people, the more we know people, the more we are related to others, the more we become less judgmental. And I think it's an invitation for us to really get close to Jesus. Because when we enter into a deeper relationship with anybody, we refrain from judging because we know our judgments would be injustice to the expansive knowledge of what we know about a human person. I think this is an invitation of God's vision. And I think this is also what happened in the first reading of the day. Very interesting, because David committed a sin, and sin restricted his vision, limits the way we look at things, blinds us in so many forms. And so what happened was that God, instead of punishing David who committed sin, God apparently punished the sheep and not the shepherd, David. And when David saw the punishment to the sheep, to his people, definitely he was conscientized, and seeing his people suffering because of his sins expanded his vision and told to God, Lord, sana ako na lang ang nagdusa sa mga kasalanan ng nagawa ko. Hindi mo na sana dinamay yung mga inosente. And that realization led David into a deep remorse and asked the Lord. That is why in the responsibly as some of today, we ask, like David, Lord, forgive the wrong I have done. When we recognize our sinfulness, when we ask God to forgive the wrong that we have done, apparently we are asking the Lord to open wide our vision so that we can see as God sees. This is also the life of Saint John Bosco. Oftentimes, we misunderstand the culture of the young, making a lot of judgments to the young people. During our time, bakit ba yung mga kabataan ngayon hindi na marunong umintindi, yung attention span nila, napakaiksi. We make a lot of judgments about them without allowing ourselves to expand our vision. Why have they become like that? It is an invitation like St. John Bosco to really penetrate into the world of the young with his preventive system of education, talking about reason, religion, and loving kindness, so that in this triumvirate of approaching the young, reason, religion, and loving kindness, he was able to penetrate their world. And in penetrating their world, it was not actually the young who changed first. It was his vision that changed when he reached out to the young. It was his judgments that changed when he reached out to the young. Apparently now, understanding the young like how God did. Sisters and brothers, how beautiful it is that at the middle of this week, as we journey to Sunday, the day of the Lord, we are invited to see things like God sees things. And if only we see things the way God look at things, things which are apparently ugly can be beautiful. Like David, like St. John Bosco, may we follow the path of getting closer to this Jesus, being attracted, unlike yung kanyang mga kababayan, so that miracles can happen. Amen.